Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Josh Jung in the air to deep right field on an 0-2 pitch. He goes yard. A Ranger third baseman with a 2-0 RBI single in the second and an 0-2 two-run homer in the fourth. And Jung with a J. Once again, strikes against Jung with a Y. He's driven in all three of the runs.
Kevin Brown on the call. Courtesy of Masson. Josh Jung, he hit that two-run blast to make it 3-0 Rangers in the fourth inning. And that was with two outs,
yeah.
Jason. And Brandon Jung, he went four-plus innings last night. 5 hits, 4 earned, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, and gave up that 1 home run.
I mean, I thought 3 innings out of him was probably about right. He was pitching well enough that they got a little greedy. I mean, I feel like we've had these discussions going back to like when they were, you know, trying to bleed in DL Hall. It tends to be an at bat, one sequence where they fail to capitalize on a great count or what looks to be a good pitcher's opportunity, and somebody crushes a ball and it kind of skews the whole outing. He didn't look overwhelmed to me. I thought he was fine early on.
What a 10-pitch inning to start the game.
Yeah, I mean, but you kind of felt like something could be lurking behind door number two the whole time because he's just not that experienced up here. He hasn't pitched that much in the high minors since he suffered the injury. He hadn't pitched. I mean, the timing of the injury, it has not been a normal 2025 for him at all. They seem really enamored with him, and I get it. They don't have really much pitching at all to even pretend to flirt with at the major league level coming from the high minors right now. I think he's a reliever. You know, I think he's maybe a bulk guy. I get why they want to start him. I would just say, and I know that the bullpen's a little banged up too, but you had Thursday off. This should be about player development. Your season's over. The fraud GM built a terrible baseball team. Stop bitching about injuries. It's a bad team. And so, again, I think you take the 3 innings, you call it a win, and you move on. I think he's a kid who second and third time through is going to really struggle up here. That's what I think. And that's based on watching him his whole career. That's based on watching their inability to develop pitchers and have them come up with sequences and things that really help them. I mean, Bradish exceeded expectations. We've been here 7 years. Nobody else has. So I knowing his stuff, I think he's a great kid. I think he's an overachiever, and they're hanging their hat on that, and they really, really want this to work, because they don't have many wins these days. But you do the longer you leave him in there on a hot night, second time through, you're probably asking for trouble.
Well, I can't imagine he's going to be here that much longer. They're probably
really?
Going to send him down on Friday. Just you're not going to go short in the bullpen when you've already been taxing them, and you got Cade, who made his first rehab start earlier today. It didn't go well. He gave up 3 earned runs. Five total off seven hits, one walk, three strikeouts, and four and a third innings. He threw 75 pitches in that rehab stint.
Well, or you could leave Brandon Young here and transition him into a relief role.
Sure.
And Cade's got options, right? So yeah. Even when Cade comes off the IL, you could option him, especially if the rehab starts don't go right. And let's be real, they want Trevor Rogers to be their lefty right now.
Yeah.
Like they want to ride the hot hand. So like I don't know. Again, they made the case, not me. They made the case through spring training, and they made the case in all their interviews with the media that they viewed Brandon Young as someone to help their major league team.
They talked him up last year.
Their major league pitching is falling apart. The one guy who's kind of holding it together right now is 41 years old, and it's 105 degrees every night. Like, so that's where we are. So again, like, if it's about player development, my God, it needs to be about play. Leave the kid up. What else is he going to find out 5 days from now against Gwinnett? Like, leave him up here. Give him some innings with regularity and see, because he's going to be a bulk guy. So, I, again, far be it for me to tell them how to run the baseball operations that they've torn down to the ground. But, like, that's what I think you could think about doing. That's what I would think about doing. And I would think about having Chase McDermott start games up here. But, again, I'm sure their numbers tell them, even though that if you look at – you know, you go to Baseball Reference and the Pythagorean, right, which is what all these guys would pray to the altar of. Pythagorean would tell you the Orioles are even worse than their record. But if they want to cling to it, they can cling to it. But yeah, let that kid start battling through it up here a little bit. But he's probably not ready for five innings up here.
Well, it's been a really rough week for the Orioles, and that goes without saying. They had their worst loss of the season when they had that 8-0 lead against the Rays. They were no-hit the final seven innings there. They were no-hit through seven innings against Clark Schmidt on Saturday. You blew a 2-1 lead in the eighth inning on Sunday, and then no-hit six-plus innings the past couple of nights. And here's Tony Mancelino talking about the offense having these off nights.
In terms of accountability, I think when you see how these guys prepare every day and how they go about their business and what the intensity level is in the dugout, there's a ton of accountability, but it's still baseball, you know, and you have tough nights at certain times. So I don't think accountability is anywhere near kind of the right word for kind of what it is. I think it's just a tough few nights, to be honest with you. You know, again, you go, you see the process, you see how these guys work, you see the preparation physically, the game plan preparation. It's as good as anybody's in the big league. You know, I think missing Adley for a little bit, that certainly doesn't help. You know, it's a tough at bat in the middle of the game. You know, we got Wesley back in there tonight. He's been out for a few games. So, you know, it's tough. I wouldn't look too deep into it. You know, it's a really strange week. I think as you guys watch baseball on a nightly basis over the course of the year, really weird things happen all the time. And I'd probably attribute, you know, 3 days like this to that.
The issue is, Jason, this extends far beyond
a year.
Exactly.
You're 20th in baseball and on base. Like, you can't walk? Like, it's, again, they take you for fools. They take you for suckers. And the handing out of gold stars at the major league level, this is the same organization that told you, don't worry that Burns and Santander left. We're better. You had the owner say it. You had the GM say it. It's liftoff. We're competing. We think we can do better than last year. All that crap. So, like, you don't get gold stars for coming in early and hitting off a tee. Like, that's being a professional. Like,
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It really should be beneath them. Like, or just let us know, you know? Hey, I think we're a little tired tonight, so we're only going to charge half price for tickets. Like, just let us know. Like, give us a heads up if it's a gold star game or a game that we're really counting in the standings. Like, if everybody gets a gold star for showing up tonight, then just, yeah, go down there, get drunk, let them spray you with water. Don't expect to see real baseball. I mean, that's literally where we are. Like, if the best you can do is, well, you thought we were going to hit Clark Schmidt? I mean, he gets real guys out. You thought we were going to do anything against him? Like, if that's where we are, then don't both sides it. Then don't also tell me, no, accountability isn't the right word. And our guys cared. Boy, if you saw him hitting in air conditioning in the indoor tunnel in Sacktown, it would have blown your mind. You know, because it was too hot that night for BP.
At 2:45, we're going to get into the NBA draft. Derek Queen, I hope you tail Beltway Ben Hall when he was saying yesterday, over under, he took the over on the 11.5 draft position. That cashed. We're getting into that at 2:45. Next hour, ESPN recently put out a top 50 trade candidates for the MLB trade deadline. And coming up next, Tony Gwynn Jr., Odyssey MLB insider. We'll ask him. Tony, what are the most attractive trade commodities that the Orioles have? He'll tell us next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.